Hello, I'm Eric Vernon, and I am one of the two partners in the four lawyer litigation firm of Baldwin & Vernon. In addition to being a litigator with Baldwin & Vernon, I am a Coast Guard Academy admissions partner. Believe it or not, some 30 years ago, 1986, I graduated from the United States Coast Guard Academy. And today, I try to encourage young people to explore and apply for and go to any of the military academies, but I especially recruit and assist with people who are applying for the United States Coast Guard Academy. Most people in Kansas, well, I grew up in Kansas, and people used to say, what is the Coast Guard? Is that the thing where you go to work on the weekends? And no, the United States Coast Guard is one of our uniform services, it is as military as the Marine Corps or the Navy. The United States Coast Guard Academy is a four-year college in New London, Connecticut. Graduates from the United States Coast Guard Academy come out with a Bachelor of Science degree, and the Academy has 9 or 10 majors. Most of them are engineering. There's also a government major, a management major, a marine science, and environmental science major. And so when you graduate from the United States Coast Guard Academy, you graduate with a Bachelor of Science degree, just like any other four-year college. And it's a highly rated education. It's very difficult to get into, and it's very difficult to survive and graduate from. But when you graduate, you have a Bachelor of Science degree that means something. The other thing about graduating from the United States Coast Guard Academy is you graduate with a job. There's a 5-year commitment. When you go to the United States Coast Guard Academy or any of the academies, the military academy or the Naval Academy, the Air Force Academy, when you graduate, you have a place to go. You have a job to go to for 5 years, and you have to go for 5 years. You also should be aware that the academies, all of the academies, you are actually in the military when you go to the academies. And so people wear uniforms every day. They obey orders. It's a very regimented lifestyle for 4 years. You get up at reveille at 6 o'clock in the morning. You go to breakfast. You go to classes all day. You go to lunch. You go to athletics afterwards. Everybody has to be involved in athletics. Military officers need to be fit and athletic, so everybody has to be involved. And believe it or not, you're actually subject to the Uniform Code of Military Justice while you're in the academies. Now, again, about the Coast Guard, most people in the Midwest are not terribly familiar with the Coast Guard. It's a wonderful career. I myself did not make a career of it. In fact, people ask me, and you can't really tell, I don't know if you can tell, but I have long hair because I spent the 8 years of commissioned service and 4 years at the academy getting my hair cut every week. And once I left the Coast Guard, I decided, well, I'm not going to get my hair cut again. I do actually cut my hair every now and then. But when you're in the military, when you're in the Coast Guard, it is the military. And the Coast Guard has lots of missions. It's a small service with a big job, we used to say. I think they still say that, but I don't hang out with those guys very much anymore. One of the primary missions is law enforcement. The Coast Guard enforces drug laws, drug interdiction laws, customs laws, and fisheries laws throughout the United States waters. Another big mission is waterways management. In fact, the ships that I worked on in the Coast Guard were called buoy tenders. We made sure that all the buoys and lights and aids to navigation were working throughout all the waterways in the United States. They also have vessel traffic systems, which is like a sort of like a air traffic controller, only for shipping in major ports. The Coast Guard, one of our most humanitarian missions and one of the missions that gets us the most notice is search and rescue. When ships at sea are in danger, or when people are lost at sea, when sailboaters are lost at sea, or people in motorboats run out of gas and get in trouble, the Coast Guard are the people that come to rescue in small boats, in patrol boats, in big ships out on the ocean with helicopters and big fixed-wing airplanes, C-130s and other jets that look for people that have fallen overboard, that kind of thing. The Coast Guard is also heavily into maritime safety. doing ship inspections, doing inspections of fishing boats and personal boats. They involved in the licensing of all ships that travel in the United States and all the people that work on those ships, all the seamen. So it's a great career, and the Coast Guard Academy is a leadership factory. It is, again, hard to get into and hard to graduate from. If you are interested, if you have any interest at all in joining the Coast Guard or in going to the United States Coast Guard Academy, I encourage you to go to the internet, Google Coast Guard Academy, go to the Coast Guard channel to learn more about what the Coast Guard does, and give me a call and I can help you with the application process, and I can help you with understanding what the Coast Guard is all about, and I can share sea stories. Thank you very much.